The Heat of the Sun by David Rain, read by William Hope. On the gravity of Americans and why it does not prevent them from acting rashly. Overture. In Havana, before the revolution, I sat one afternoon on a hotel terrace playing chess with an elderly gentleman who had struck up my acquaintance. Something about him was familiar. He was the type of American who seems almost British, leisured, with a patrician voice and perfect manners. A cravat, red as blood, burgeoned at his neck. His suit was crisp, immaculately white, and he studied the board with eyes blue and gleaming as the tropical sea. He said he had lived in the hotel for 10 years. He called himself an exile. Fondly, he spoke of New York City and asked me what had changed. Imagining some sorrow of the heart had compelled him to leave, I hoped to hear his story, but he would not be drawn. Only later did I realize he was a financier, known in his glory days as the Emperor of Wall Street, who had perpetrated a fraud that had ruined thousands of investors. I wondered if he really thought he could never go home. He had served his sentence, paid his debts. The face that had sold 1 million newspapers would be anonymous now. Only a species of vanity kept him in his Cuban fastness, dreaming of Carnegie Hall and the Palm Court at the Plaza. Some years ago in San Francisco, I attended a production of Puccini's Tartarin. The opera.